The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on Google Drive. Srimad Bhagavatam by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Canto 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order. Chapter 10, Dhruva Maharaja's Fighting with the Yakshas. Text 1, Maitreya Vacha Prajapater Duhitaram Shishumarasya Vaidruva Upayame Brahminama Tatsutau Kalpavatsaro. Synonyms. Maitreya Vacha, the great sage Maitreya, continued, Prajapate, of the Prajapati, Duhitaram, daughter, Shishumarasya, of Shishumara, Vai, certainly, Dhruva Maharaj, Upayame, married, Brahmi, Nam named, Tatsuto, her sons, Kalpa, Vatsara. Translation. The great sage Maitreya said, My dear Vidura, thereafter Dhruva Maharaj married the daughter of Prajapati Shishumara, whose name was Brahmi, and two sons named Kalpa and Vatsara were born of her. Purport. It appears that Dhruva Maharaj married after being installed on the throne of his father and after the departure of his father to the forest for self-realization. It is very important to note in this connection that since Maharaj Uttanapada was greatly affectionate towards his son, and since it is the duty of a father to get his sons and daughters married as quickly as possible, why did he not get his son married before he left home? The answer is that Maharaj Uttanapada was Rajarshi, saintly king. Although he was busy in his political affairs and duties of government management, he was very anxious for self-realization. Therefore, as soon as his son Dhruva Maharaj was quite worthy to take charge of the government, he took this opportunity to leave home, just like his son, who without fear left home for self-realization even at the age of 5 years. These are rare instances from which we can see that the importance of spiritual realization is above all other important work. Maharaj Uttanapada knew very well that to get his son Dhruva Maharaj married was not so important that it should take precedence to his going away to the forest for self-realization. Text 4. Iliam api baryayam vayu putriyam mahabala putram akala utkala namanam yosidratnam ijijanat. Synonyms. Iliam, unto his wife named Ila, api also, baryayaman, unto his wife Vayu, of the demigod Vayu, controller of the air, putriyam, unto the daughter Mahabala, the greatly powerful Dhruva Maharaj, Putram, son, Utkala, Namanam, of the name Yosit, female, Ratnam, jewel, Ajijanat, he begot. Translation. The greatly powerful Dhruva Maharaj had another wife named Ila, who was the daughter of the demigod Vayu. By her, he begot a son named Utkala and a very beautiful daughter. Text 3. Uttamas tvatkrito devaho mrigayam yam bali yasya hatta punya janena dro tan matasya gatim gata. Synonyms. Uttama tu bat akrita without udvaha marriage mrigayam on a hunting excursion baliyasya very powerful hatta was killed punya janena by a yaksha adro on the Himalayan mountains tat his matras mother saruchi asya of her son gatim way gata followed. Translation. Dhruva Maharaj's younger brother Uttama, who was still unmarried, once went on a hunting excursion and was killed by a powerful yaksha in the Himalaya mountains. Along with him, his mother Saruchi also followed the path of her son. She died. Text 4. Dhruva Bhatri Vadam Shrutva Kopamarsha Sucharpita Jaitram Syandanam Astaya Gata Punya Janalayam. Synonyms. Dhruva Maharaj, Bhatri Vadam, the killing of his brother, Shutva, hearing this news, Kopa, anger, Amarsha, vengeance, Shuta, lamentation, Arpita, being filled with, Jaitram, victorious, Syandanam, chariot, Astaya, getting on, Gata, went, Punya Jala Aliyam, to the city of the Yakshas. Translation. When Dhruva Maharaj heard of the killing of his brother Uttama by the Yakshas in the Himalaya mountains, being overwhelmed with lamentation and anger, he got on his chariot and went out for victory over the city of the Yakshas, Alakapuri. Purport. Dhruva Maharaj is becoming angry, overwhelmed with grief, and envious of the enemies was not incompatible with his position as a great devotee. It is a misunderstanding that a devotee should not be angry, envious, or overwhelmed by lamentation. Dhruva Maharaj was the king, and when his brother was unceremoniously killed, it was his duty to take revenge against the Yakshas from the Himalayas. Text 5. Gatfo dicham disam raja rudra nu chara sevitam dadarsha himavadronyam purim guyaka sankulam. Synonyms: Gatva, going, Udicham, northern, Disham, direction, Raja, King Dhruva, Rudra, Anuchara, followed by followers of Rudra, Lord Shiva, Sevitam, inhabited, Dardarsha, saw, Himavat, Himalayan, Dronium, in a valley, Putum, in a city, Guyaka, ghostly persons, Shankulam, full of. Translation. Dhruva Maharaj went to the northern direction of the Himalayan range. In a valley, he saw a city full of ghostly persons who were followers of Lord Shiva. Purport. In this verse, it is stated that the Yakshas were more or less devotees of Lord Shiva. By this indication, the Yakshas may be taken to the Himalayan tribes of the Tibetans. Text 6. Dadmau Sankam Brihadbahu Kam Dishas Chanunad Dian Yeno Dvigna Dishakshatar Upadevyo Tarshan Brisham. Synonyms: Dadmo, blue, Shankam, conchal, Brihadbahu, the mighty armed, Kam, the sky, Dishakha, cha, and all directions, Anuna Dian, causing to resound, Yena, by which Udvigna Drisha appeared very anxious. Chata, my dear Vidura, Upadevya, the wives of the Yakshas, Atrasan became frightened, Brisham, greatly. Translation. Maitreya continued, my dear Vidura, as soon as Dhruva Maharaj reached Alakapuri, he immediately blew his conch shell, and the sound reverberated throughout the entire sky and in every direction. The wives of the Yakshas became very much frightened. From their eyes, it was apparent that they were full of anxiety. Text 7. Tato nishkramya balina upadeva mahabhata asahantas taninadam abhipetur udayuda. Synonyms. Tata, thereafter, nishkramya, coming out, balina, very powerful, upadeva of Kuver, mahabhata, great soldiers, Asahanta, unable to tolerate, tat of the conch shell, ninadam, sound, ube, abhipetu, attacked, udayuda, equipped with various weapons. Translation. O hero Vidura, the greatly powerful heroes of the Yakshas, unable to tolerate the resounding vibration of the conch shell of Dhruva Maharaj, came forth from their city with weapons and attacked Dhruva. Text 8. Satan upatato vira ugra danva maharata ekaikam yugapat sarvan ahan banais tribis tribi. Synonyms. San, sa, Dhruva Maharaj, tan, all of them, upatata, falling upon him, vira, hero, ugra danva, powerful bowman, Maharata, who could fight with many chariots, Eka Ekam, one after another, Yugapat, simultaneously, Sarvam, all of them, Ahan, killed, Banai, by arrows, Tribi, Tribi, by threes. Translation. Dhruva Maharaj, who was a great charioteer and certainly a great bowman also, immediately began to kill them by simultaneously discharging three arrows at a time. text 9. Ye te vai lalata lagnarstar ushibi sarva evahi matra va nirastam atmanam asam san karma tasyatat. Synonyms te, they, vai, certainly, lalata lagnai, intent upon their heads, tie by those, ishubi, arrows, sarve, all of them, eva, certainly, he, without fail, matva, thinking, nirastam, defeated, atmanam, themselves, asam san, praised, karma, action, trasya of him, tat, that. Translation. When the heroes of the yakshas saw that all their heads were thus being threatened by Dhruva Maharaj, they could very easily understand their awkward position, and they concluded that they would certainly be defeated. But as heroes, they lauded the actions of Dhruva. Purport. This spirit of fighting in a sportive attitude is very significant in this verse. The Yakshas were severely attacked. Dhruva Maharaj was their enemy, but still, upon witnessing the wonderful heroic acts of Maharaj Dhruva, they were very pleased with him. This straightforward appreciation of an enemy's prowess is characteristic of real Kshatriya spirit. Text 10. Tepi chanum chamum amrishyanta padasparsham ivoraga sharshar avidyan yugapad dvigunam prachikirshava. Synonyms te, the layakshas, api also, cha and umum at Dhruva, amrishyanta, being intolerant of, padasparsham, being touched by the feet, eva, like uruga, serpents, sharai, with arrows, avidyan, struck, yugapat, simultaneously, dvi gunam, twice as much, prachikirsava, trying to retaliate. Translation, just like serpents who cannot tolerate being trampled upon by anyone's feet, the Yakshas, being intolerant of the wonderful prowess of Dhruva Maharaj, threw twice as many arrows, 6 from each of their soldiers, and thus they very valiantly exhibited their prowess. Texts 11 through 12. Tata parhiga nistrimshai prasasrula parasvadai shakti rishtibir bashundibis chitra vajai sarir api abhyavar sham prakupita sharatam sahasharatim uchantas tat pratikartum achutanam trayodasha. Synonyms. Tata thereupon pariga with iron bludgeons, nistrimsai with and swords, prashasula with tridents, parashvadai and lances, shakti with pikes, ristibi and spears, bushundibi with bushundi weapons, chitravaja having various feathers, sharai with arrows, api also, avyavashan, they showered Dhruva, prakupita, being angry, saratam, along with his chariot, sahasharatim, along with his charioteer, ichanta, desiring, tat, Dhruva's activities, pratikartum, to counteract, achutanam, of 10,000s, trayodash, 13. Translation, the Yakshasojas soldiers were 130,000 strong, all greatly angry and all desiring to defeat the wonderful activities of Dhruva Maharaj. With full strength, they showered upon Dhruva Maharaj, along with his chariot and charioteer, various types of feathered arrows, prahigas, iron bludgeons, nistrimsas, swords, prashastulas, tridents, prashvadas, lances, shaktis, pikes, ristis, spears, and bushundi weapons. Text 13. Uttanapadi satada sastravashena burina na eva drishyat tachana asharena yatagiri. Synonyms. Uttanapada di Dhruva Maharaj sahi tada at that time sastravashena by a shower of weapons, burina incessant, na not eva certainly, adishyata was visible, archana, Achana being covered, Asarena by constant rainfall, Yeta as Giri, a mountain. Translation, Dhruva Maharaj was completely covered by an incessant shower of weapons, just as a mountain is covered by incessant rainfall. Purport, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur points out in this connection that although Dhruva Maharaj was covered by the incessant arrows of the enemy, this does not mean that he succumbed in the battle. The example of a mountain's peak being covered by incessant rain is just suitable, for when a mountain is covered by incessant rain, all dirty things are washed from the body of the mountain. Similarly, the incessant shower of arrows from the enemy gave Dhruva Maharaj new vigor to defeat them. In other words, whatever incompetency he might have had was washed away. Text 14. Haha karas tadaivasit siddhanam divi pasyatam. Hatoya manavasuryo manga punya janarvane nave. Synonyms. Haha kara. Tumult of disappointment, tada at that time, eva certainly, asit became manifest, siddhanam, of all the residents of Siddhaloka, divi in the sky, pashyantam, who were observing the fight, heta, or hata, killed, I am, this, manava, grandson of Manu, Surya, son, magna, set, punyajana of the yakshas, arnave in the ocean. Translation, all the siddhas from higher planetary systems were observing the fight from the sky, and when they saw that Dhruva Maharaj had been covered by the incessant arrows of the enemy, they roared tumultuously, quote, the grandson of Manu, Dhruva, is now lost, end quote. They cried that Dhruva Maharaj was just like the sun and that now he had set within the ocean of the yakshas. Purport, in this verse, the word manava is very significant. Generally, this word is used to mean human being. Dhruva Maharaj is also described here as manava. Not only is Dhruva Maharaj a descendant of Manu, but all human society descends from Manu. According to Vedic civilization, Manu is the lawgiver. Even today, Hindus in India follow the laws given by Manu. Therefore, everyone in human society is a manava, or descendant from Manu, but Dhruva Maharaj is distinguished manava because he is a great devotee. The denizens of the planet Siddhaloka, where the residents can fly in the sky without airplanes, were anxious over Dhruva Maharaj's welfare in the battlefield. Srila Rupa Goswami says, therefore, that not only is a devotee well protected by the Supreme Lord, but all the demigods and even ordinary men are anxious for his security and safety. The comparison given here that Dhruva Maharaj appeared to merge in the ocean of the yakshas is also significant. When the sun sets on the horizon, it appears that the sun drowns in the ocean, but factually the sun has no difficulty. Similarly, although Dhruva Maharaj appeared to drown in the ocean of the yakshas, he had no difficulty. As the sun rises again in due course at the end of night, so Dhruva Maharaj, although he might have been in difficulty, because after all, it was a fight, and in any fighting activities there are reverses, that did not mean that he was defeated. Text 15. Nadastu yatu daneshu jaya kashishvarto mride udastad ratas tasya niharad eva bakshkara. Synonyms, nadatstu, while exclaiming, yatu daneshu, the ghostly yakshas, jaya kashishu, proclaiming victory, ato, then, mride, in the fighting, udatistat, appeared, rata, the chariot, tasya of Dhruva Maharaj, niharat, from the midst, eva, like, bashkara, the sun. Translation, the yakshas, being temporarily victorious, exclaimed that they had conquered Dhruva Maharaj, but in the meantime, Dhruva's chariot suddenly appeared, just as the sun suddenly appears from within foggy mist. Purport, here Dhruva Maharaj is compared to the sun and the great assembly of the yakshas to foggy mist. Fog is insignificant in comparison with the sun. Although the sun is sometimes seen to be covered by fog, In fact, the sun cannot be covered by anything. Our eyes may be covered by a cloud, but the sun is never covered. By this comparison to the sun, the greatness of Dhruva Maharaj in all circumstances is affirmed. Text 16. Danur Vishpurjayan Divyam Dvijatam Kedam Udvahan Astrogam Vyadhamad Banar Gananikam Ivanali Inila. Synonyms: Danu, his bow, Vishpurjayam, twanging, Divyam, wonderful, Dvishatam, of the enemies, Kedam, lamentation, Udvahan, creating, Astra Ogam, different kinds of weapons, Vyadhanmat, he scattered, Banai, with his arrows, Gana, of clouds, Anikam, an army, Eva, like, Anila, the wind. Translation: Duvamarja's bow and arrows twanged and hissed, causing lamentation in the hearts of his enemies. He began to shoot incessant arrows, scattering all their different weapons, just as the blasting wind scatters the assembled clouds in the sky. Text 17. Tasya te chapanir mukta bitva varmani rakshasham kayan avid vishus tigma Giryan Ashanayo Yata. Synonyms: Tasya, of Dhruva, Te, those arrows, Chapa, from the bow, Nirmukta, released, Bitva, having pierced, Varmani, shields, Rakshasham, of the demons, Kayan, bodies, Avishvishu, entered, Tigma, sharp, Giryan, mountains, Asanayad, thunderbolts, Yata, just like. Translation: The sharp arrows released from the bow of Dhruvamarsh pierced the shields and bodies of the enemy, like the thunderbolts released by the King of Heaven, which dismantle the bodies of the mountains. Text 18 through 19. Balai sanchidya mananam shirobis charokundalai urubir hematala bair dobir valaya valgubi hara karura Mukutar Ustinais Cha Mahadanai Astritas Taranabuvo Rejurviramano Bhara. Synonyms: Balai, by his arrows, Shanchi Daman Mananam, of the Yakshas who were cut to pieces, Shirobi, with heads, Charu, beautiful, Kundale, with earrings, Urubi, with thighs, Hema Talabai, like golden palm trees, Dorbi, with arms, Valaya Vilgubi, with beautiful bracelets, Hara, with garlands, Keyura, armlets, Mukutai, and helmets, Ushnisai, with turbans, Cha, also, Mahadanai, very valuable, Astrita, covered, Ta, those, Ranabuva, battlefield, Reju, began to glimmer, Vira, of the heroes, Manahara, bewildering the minds. Translation: The great sage Maitreya continued, My dear Vidura, the heads of those who were cut to pieces by the arrows of Duvamaraj were decorated very beautifully with earrings and turbans. The legs of their bodies were as beautiful as golden palm trees. Their arms were decorated with golden bracelets and armlets, and on their heads there were very valuable helmets bedecked with gold. All these ornaments lying on that battlefield were very attractive and could bewilder the mind of a hero. Purport: It appears that in those days soldiers used to go to the battlefield highly decorated with golden ornaments and with helmets and turbans, and when they were dead, the booty was taken by the enemy party. Their falling dead in battle with their many golden ornamental dresses was certainly a lucrative opportunity for the heroes on the battlefield. Text 20. Hata vasista itare rana jirad rakshogana kshatriya varyashalakai prayo vivrikna vayava vidu druvur migenda vikridita utapa eva. Synonyms: Hata avastita, the remaining soldiers who were not killed, itare, others, rana Ajirat, from the battlefield, Raksha Gana, the Yakshas, Kshatriya Varya, of the greatest of the Kshatriyas or warriors, Shayakai, by the arrows, Praya, mostly, Vivrinkna, cut to pieces, Avyayava, their bodily limbs. Vidudruva fled. Mrugendra by a lion. Vikridita being defeated. Utapa, elephants ever like. Translation. The remaining yakshas, who somehow or other were not killed, had their limbs cut to pieces by the arrows of the great warrior Dhruva Maharaj. Thus they began to flee, just as elephants flee when defeated by a lion. Text 21. Apashyamanat satadatatayinam mahamride kanchana manavotama purim didrikshan api navishadisham na mayinam veda chikirsitam jana. Synonyms. Apasyamana, while not observing Sa Dhruva Tada at that time, Atatayinam, armed opposing soldiers, Maha Mride in that great battlefield, Kanchana any, Manava Uttama, the best of the human beings, Purim, the city, Didikshan, wishing to see, Api, although Na Avishat did not enter, Dvisham of the enemies, Na not, Mayinam of the mystics, Veda knows, Chikirsitam, the plans, Jana, anyone. Translation. Dhruva Maharaj, the best of human beings, observed that in that great battlefield, not one of the opposing soldiers was left standing with proper weapons. He then desired to see the city of Alakapuri, but he thought to himself, quote, no one knows the plans of the mystic yakshas. Text 22. Iti bruvams Chitra ratas vashartratim yata paresham pratiyoga shankita shushrava sabdam jaladir everitam nabashvato dikshu raja vadrishyata. Synonyms. Iti thus, Bhruvan talking, Chitrarata, Dhruva Maharaj, whose chariot was very beautiful, svasharatim, to his charioteer, yata being on guard, paresham from his enemies, pratiyoga, a counterattack, shankita, being apprehensive, shushrava, heard, shabdam, sound, jalade, from the ocean, eva, as if, iritam, resounded, nabasvata, because of wind, dikshu, in all directions, raja, dust, anu, then, adushyata, was perceived. Translation. In the meantime, while Dhruva Maharaj, doubtful of his mystic enemies, was talking with his charioteer, they heard a tremendous sound as if the whole ocean were there, and they found that from the sky a great dust storm has coming over them from all directions. Text 23. Shanena chaditam vyoma ganena nikena sarvata vishpurat tadita dikshu trasayat stanayitununa. Synonyms. Shanena, within a moment, achaditam was covered, vyoma, the sky, gana, of dense clouds, anikena, with a mass, sarvata, everywhere, vishpurat, dazzling, tadita, with lightning, dikshu, in all directions, trasayat, threatening, stanayitnuna, with thundering. Translation. Within a moment, the whole sky was overcast with dense clouds, and severe thundering was heard. There was glittering electric lightning and severe rainfall. Text 24. Vavrishu rudhiro gakshik puyavin mutramedasa nipetur gaganad asya kambandani agrato naga. Synonyms. Vavrishu showered, rudhira of blood, oga and indignation, ashrik mucus, puya pus, vit stool, mutra urine, medasa and marrow, nipitu began to fall, gaganat from the sky, asya of Dhruva, kabandani, trunks of bodies, agrata in front, anaga, O faultless Vidura. Translation. My dear faultless Vidura, in that rainfall there was blood, mucus, pus, stool, urine, and marrow falling heavily before Dhruva Maharaj, and there were trunks of bodies falling from the sky. Text 25. Tata ke drishyata girir Nipetu sarvato disham, gada pariga nistrim sha, mulasa sham savarshina. Synonyms, tata, thereafter, k, in the sky, adushita, was visible, giri, a mountain, nipetu, fell down, sarvatadisham, from all directions, gada, clubs, pariga, iron bludgeons, nistrimsha, swords, male, musala, maces, saamsa, great pieces of stone, varshina, with a shower of. Translation. Next, a great mountain was visible in the sky, and from all directions, hailstones fell, along with lances, clubs, iron swords, iron bludgeons, and great pieces of stone. Text 26. Ahayu sani nivrasa vamanto ngim gnim rushakshibi abhyadavan gata mata shimha vyagras chayutasa. Synonyms. Ahaya, serpents, ashani, thunderbolts, Nishvasa, breathing, Vamanta, vomiting, Angnim, fire, Rusha Akshibi, with angry eyes, Abhyadavan, came forward, Gaja, elephants, Mata, mad, Simha, lions, Vyagra, tigers, Cha, also, Yutasha, in groups. Translation, Dhruva Maharaj also saw many big serpents with angry eyes vomiting forth fire and coming to devour him, along with groups of mad elephants, lions, and tigers. Text 27. Samudra Urmibir Bhima Plava Yan Sarvato Bhuvan Asasada Mahahrida Kalpanta Eva Bhishana. Synonyms. Samudra, the sea, Urmibi, with waves, Bhima, fierce, Plavayan, inundating, Sarvata, in all directions, Bhuvam, the earth, Asa, Sada, came forward, Maharidada, making great sounds, Kalpa Ante, the dissolution at the end of the Kalpa, Eva, like Bhishana, fearful. Translation. Then, as if it were the time of the dissolution of the whole world, the fierce sea with foaming waves and great roaring sounds came forward before him. Text 28. Evam vidhani anekani trasanani amanasvinam sashrijus tigma jatgataya asurya maya shura. Synonyms. Evam vidhani, phenomenon like this, Anikani, with many varieties of, Trasanani, fearful, Amanasvishvinam, to the less intelligent men, Sadrisu, they created, Tigmagataya, of heinous nature, Asurya, demoniac, Maya, by illusion, Asura, the demons. Translation, the demon Yakshas are by nature very heinous, and by their demonic power of illusion, they can create many strange phenomena to frighten one who is less intelligent. Text 29. Duve prayuktam asharais tamayam asidustaram nisamya tasya munaya samasan asamagata. Synonyms. Duve, against Dhruva, prayuktam, inflicted, asharai, by the demons, tam, that mayam, mystic power, ati dustaram, very dangerous, nisamya, after hearing, tasya, his, munya, of the great sages, some good fortune, asasam, giving encouragement for, samagata, assembled. Translation, when the great sages heard that Dhruva Maharaj was overpowered by the illusory mystic tricks of the demons, they immediately assembled to offer him auspicious encouragement. Text 30. Munya uchu, Utanapad Bhagavams Tava Sarga Dunva Deva Kshinitov Avantarti Haro Vipakshan Yanamadiyan Abhidaya Nisham Yachada Loko Nijasa Taranti Dustaram Angamrityam. Synonyms. Munya Uchu, the sages said, Utanapad, O son of King Utanapad, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Tava, your Sharinga Davana, one who bears the bow called Sharinga, Deva, the Lord, Shinuto, may he kill Avanata of the surrendered soul, Arti, the distresses, Hara, who removes Vipakshan, the enemies, Yat, whose Namadeyam, holy name, Abhidaya, uttering, Nisamya, hearing, Cha, also, Ada, immediately, Loka, persons, Anjasa, fully, Tarati, overcome, Dusaram, insurmountable, Anga, O Dhruva, Mrityum, death. Translation. All the sages said, Dear Dhruva, O son of King Uttanapad, may the Supreme Personality of Godhead, known as Sringadanva, who relieves the distresses of his devotees, kill all your threatening enemies. The holy name of the Lord is as powerful as the Lord himself. Therefore, simply by chanting and hearing the holy name of the Lord, many men can be protected, fully protected from fierce death without difficulty. Thus, a devotee is saved. Purport. The great rishis approached Dhruva Maharaj at a time when his mind was very perplexed due to the magical feats exhibited by the yakshas. A devotee is always protected by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By his inspiration only, the sages came to encourage Dhruva Maharaj and assure him that there was no danger because he was a soul fully surrendered to the Supreme Lord. By the grace of the Lord, and if a devotee at the time of death can simply chant his holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, simply by chanting this Maha Mantra, he immediately surpasses the great ocean of the material sky and enters the spiritual sky. He never has to come back for repetition of birth and death. Simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord, one can surpass the ocean of death. So Dhruva Maharaj was certainly able to surpass the illusory magical feats of the yakshas, which for the time being disturbed his mind. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the fourth canto, 10th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled, quote, Dhruva Maharaj's fight with the yakshas, end quote.